Hello, everybody. Hi, everybody. This is Sally O'Cordy, and welcome to Public Advocate. Today, my guest is Greg Wyatt, and Greg Wyatt's website is called ourvaccinesafe.org. Now, I have started something called a call for a national moratorium for vaccination. Now, I'm asking people to unite to save our children. I've reached out to people in a multitude of states. I haven't had time to reach out to people in all of them, but I have over 20 states at this point and probably 30 participants within those states. And Greg Wyatt just said that he would represent on behalf of Arizona, and that's absolutely terrific. He is a tremendous educator. He has gone to tremendous lengths to educate, and just the other day, I posted a note thanking him for posting all of the ingredients within the vaccines that children are expected to absorb, if you will, through the age of six. So it starts the very first component, antifreeze. You know, if you want a wake-up call. I also want to call attention to something else. We're circulating these banners. We're carrying banners that read a call for, you know, a national moratorium to vaccination. And we are throughout the state. So he'll pass it off to someone else. And it's basically a visual petition. Are we petitioning Congress? Well, yeah, sure. We'll petition them too. We are petitioning one and other. We are telling each other this is a wake-up call. And we're doing it very publicly. And we are doing it taking photographs. People are making videos. I'm doing interviews with as many people as wish to participate. And so we were supposed to convene in October, Vaccine Injury Awareness Month in Washington. But I looked at the schedule for Congress and the Senate, and they are out of town at their home offices between October 10th and November 11th. You know, they are not up for election. I could see that if they were running for election. You know, you go right home and you talk to your constituents, but they're not. So I'm kind of wondering what's going on where they would be absent for an entire month from the District of Columbia. So instead, we are doing something which is kind of a parody on a notice I received on Facebook. It said, concert across the country or something like that, concert across the country to end gun violence. And I thought, well, maybe we'll do comedy across the country to end vaccine violence. And I had intended in October when we met with at least one representative for each state that's participating, I had intended to do a comedy show called Risk Ridicule, because Lord knows we do risk ridicule every time we open our mouths. And if you can't take ridicule, you can't do this. Literally, you cannot educate people if you cannot take hostile ridicule, you name it, every kind of pushback. But I always say to the parents, now that I'm going to have educated you, risk ridicule and save a child's life. And that seems to get through more than anything else, because people fear ridicule more than fear itself. I mean, it's crazy. But anyway, so September 30th, I'm kicking off the October Vaccine Injury Awareness Month the night before with a risk ridicule here in Manhattan. And I'm very excited about it, because what I'm basically asking, even though I've worked with 250 comics, I'm asking the kids of the parents to roast their parents and their diehard activism. This is going to be hilarious. I'm telling you, I cannot wait. However, so in November we will convene when everybody's back in D.C. All right, I just wanted to lay the groundwork, clear up some things that have changed, and welcome my guest, Greg Wyatt, Tater, and avid activist from Arizona.
And father of Weston and Emily Wyatt, who are vaccine injured. My son, he's 3 years old.
A tiny little aside, you just so happen to be the father of vaccine injured children, yes, and adopted.
Oh, makes a little Because you know what? I don't think I'd be here. Lord knew what he was doing. I'm here talking to you because of my children. And you're right about politicians. They're out of town. They have been for a long, long time. They're probably spending the money that Big Pharma has given them in return for passing laws, draconian, eugenically based laws that have make no sense, so they can profit off the death and illness of their children. And that's the real reality of it. I didn't mince words. That's the way it is. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I'm just making you aware of what's out there, and it's bad. It's real bad. We do need to have a moratorium on vaccines because we really don't know exactly what's in them because they've never been tested for safety and efficiency, never. And it's so crazy that we inject ourselves with known toxins, with known neurotoxins, insect DNA, animal DNA, human baby DNA from aborted children that are still in the womb. So it seems like there's a war against creation. There's a war here against our children, our infants, our brothers, our sisters, aunts, uncles, you know, everyone. But we don't even see it. That's why we need a moratorium. We need a moratorium. We need to sit and stop and think and look and do the proper research instead of having the research be done 14 years ago and then have it erased and altered and lied about because there is a link to the MMR and autism, and it does go through your gut. Wakefield was right, but people are parrots. People cannot discern reality any longer. And it's a big, 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 big problem, and Big Pharma knows that. That there's really, you know, unless we get organized and have a voice, like vaxxed is our voice, was our voice, will be our voice. The movie, incredible, Del Bigtree, just a guy, just a wonderful man. I mean, you watch him talk to people, he cares. Andy Wakefield, castigated. He's a hero. He's a global hero. But unfortunately, all the magazines and publications that have to do with Big Pharma are really against any or naturopathic healing. The only way, in their opinion, is to put chemicals in your brain, in your mind, in your mouth, breathing it in, drinking it, injecting it. But we need to sit and we need to look and see what in the heck is going on here. This is about awareness, as you said. Vaccine injury awareness, absolutely. You've got to be aware. If you're not aware, then you don't think about it, and you'll just go blindly eat some Kellogg's Rice Krispies or Fruit Loops, you know, and get some GMO inside of you. You know, but once you know what's in these cereals, of course you're not going to eat them. Could you imagine for a moment that seatbelts. What if seatbelts would kill like even one out of 100,000 passengers? They'd have those suckers pulled off the market so quick that it would make your head spin. Well, here we have something with a much higher mortality rate that is maiming, killing, injuring little children, and even adults now. The big thing is towards adult vaccinations. We need to stop all vaccinations right now until we can get them tested by an independent lab. We don't need the vaccine makers testing their own vaccine. There's just something wrong with that scenario in my mind, and I'm thinking logically. That doesn't seem right, you know, for this to happen. And it's not right. When I was 2 years old, I think I got a couple vaccines, and then they forced, when I was seven in 1962, 61, 6, 7 years old, the polio. And I think I had the oral, but I got a nice smallpox hole in my arm because they inoculated me with smallpox. Now, did they know then what was in the vaccines exactly? Who knows? There's no oversight whatsoever. You can make whatever you want and call it whatever you want and say it does what it's supposed to do without having any proof whatsoever of what it really does. Does that make sense to you?
Well, do you know that our government's allowed to lie to us? The Congress passed a bill saying that they're allowed to lie to us?
If it's for our benefit, for their benefit, sure, yeah. This world is a fallen world. Everybody is lying to some degree. And I'm not talking about you and me. I'm talking about the people above us. We really don't ever get the whole story. And I'm not going to talk about wars and that sort of thing, but I got to go back to, you know, the beginning of this war over in Iraq. We've been there for 15 years. There's something more going on. Okay, let's look at vaccines. Vaccines and war are one of the same. They're very, very similar because they both involve war. Vaccines are a war against humanity, and the war over in Iraq is a war against their humanity. We're destroying them. The war on vaccines is the vaccines are destroying mankind, and it's happening. And I can't believe that I'm seeing what I'm seeing. And I don't admit this very often to people because it's so disturbing. What's going on? We need to stop and look and listen, and we need a moratorium on vaccines. It's real simple. We don't need to ban them. We don't need to make laws for them or against them. And there shouldn't be laws for them or against them. Poor California. SB 277 is hanging in the thread now on one man's opinion. He's going to render his decision here shortly and determine to these people whether their kids are going to be able to go to school this year. And these are parents that love their kids. They love their kids. They're the best parents out there, and they're being forced not to use the statist school system ingrained in the rules and regulations of California. And those poor people have enough headaches without having parents that have to keep their kids at home because they're not inoculated against something that they don't even need the shot. They really.
I hear that Tan's next bill is going to be to go after the homeschoolers.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. That's what's going to happen. We have to pray, honestly. Get down on our knees, man. This is bad. You know, people don't even realize or care. You know, I don't think people can comprehend anymore, except as older people. But if California, they're going to come after adults next. There's a whole line, new line. You can go to the CDC and they have a calculator. You can put your age in there. Your sex and, you know, all the information, and they will tell you what vaccines you need to get. And I need to get like 6 for my age, 61, to get all caught up. I need 6 vaccines. Do you know how much those vaccines cost? Injected? I'm not talking about how much they are wholesale. I'm talking about how much an HPV shot's $157 times 3, $150 to $170 per shot. Series of 3, the highest, the vaccine with the highest incident of injury, 10% of girls end up with such severe duress, they end up in the nursing home, which a few, I don't know how many recover, but there's been a large number of people on the Vax tour that are vaccine injured that I've met from the HPV, and it's gotten to be really bad. It's like they change the ingredients, keeps getting stronger and stronger and more vaccines and more vaccines and more GMOs to destroy our gut lining. That's what the problem is here. It's our stomach, and it's being destroyed. That's what happened to Weston. He got the MMR, and it was downhill from then. He was vaccinated at 2 months and 4 months and 5.5 months, and I don't want to say we were bullied, but both Weston and Emily are adopted, and we decided that we would wait because we had heard what Dr. Wakefield said back way, way back when, that the MMR, the vaccines were causing problems and the MMR was the culprit. He knew this way back in the late 90s, and the data proved it in the early 2000s, and it was all covered up. And most people don't realize this, but my son Weston was one of the first test cases. So this thing kind of has let me get my composure. This thing kind of has this battle kind of has taken on a new light because Bill Thompson, you know, was one that lied about everything and offered that report up that had been altered, that was presented to Congress, that made people at the time thinking that, yeah, autism and the MMR aren't related. It was lied about. It was covered up. It was so unfortunate what happened in 2002, 2001. Because that's when my son was full-blown autism. In 2001, he was 3 years old, and it was bad. So while they were altering the data, my kids sitting there at home, I can't even say. I don't even need to. And my poor wife, she never deserved it either. But it happened, so what do? Either we sit and we, you know, can sit and cry, which I cry a bucket of tears every day, but nobody ever sees it, which is fine with me. But we need to promote vaccine awareness. We really, really do. I started a grassroots organization up. It's called the Vaccine Awareness Team. And what I'm trying our teams putting together, because it's a team of a team of a team, is that we are looking for volunteer coordinators. And these guys are going to help organize, recruit, and promote the movie Vaxxed itself. We're going to have get-togethers and information because we want to bring this awareness up, just like your moratorium. That's bringing awareness up. Well, why are you having a moratorium? We are because of the toxic brew this stuff is made of, aluminum, formaldehyde, mercury, which is thimerosal, antibiotics, and it goes on, human, DNA, won't get into that again, I don't like to talk about it, animal, insect, this is crazy stuff. At the blood banks, we're testing human blood for parvo. We're altering our DNA. This is not healthy. It's not godly. And it's not the right thing to do. And that's based upon my research. And I used to be pro-vaccine. I get my flu shot every year religiously. I'd go to my well man visit every year religiously. And all it led me down was down into a very, very, very weakened immune system. And that's what happens to people. When your immune system goes down, you get the toxic vaccines, and then you eat the toxic food and drink the toxic water, breathe the toxic air. It's just a matter of time before it catches up to you. And believe me, all of this, it's catching up to. So Anyway.
I would like here to interject in regard to the immune system. I'm assuming you have listened to Eustace Mullins' lectures. Well, he was lecturing once about something that had nothing to do with vaccination, even though he speaks extensively about it and has written a very famous book in this regard. So somebody got up during his lecture, you know, the Q&A at the end of it, and he said, well, what about vaccines? And in one sentence, he said everything you need to know, and isn't it just the polar opposite of what we're being told? He said, oh, vaccines, they destroy your immune system. That's it. Oh, vaccines, they destroy your immune system, which would be the polar opposite of what you're being told.
Yeah, Eustace Mullins, let me just interject. Eustace Mullins is just one of the all-time biggest top 10 American heroes when it comes to being honest and truthful and forthright. As I mentioned before, a world is tipped the other way that doesn't exist anymore. He did a book called Death by Injection, among a few other books, which I won't mention. Death by Injection. And it was really interesting because it was the story of the Rockefellers, allopathic medicine, how it really came to be, how they took holistic medicine away from the community and started marketing their elixirs, you know, their oils and their bottles of things that could heal you. And all you need to do is take a teaspoon of this every day and you can have Joel Osteen at the bottom of your bed, so to speak. That's a joke. But what's really interesting, Eustace Mullins' book starts in my hometown of Lincoln, Nebraska. The death by injection starts and it takes place in Lincoln, Nebraska. And being that's where I was grown up, has a lot of great memories. I could just imagine this is where allopathic medicine took over homeopathic medicine and how they did it, how you could get your medical degree, your allopathic medical degree for $4.95 back in the 1880s. I'm not kidding. Read the book. I know it's some of this stuff is so real. It's funny. You gotta laugh. So anyway, I'm about worn out telling you my story here. We've been going on a long time. But what you're doing is great. You're one of the top 10. I want to say this, that if anybody's out there and is interested, you can go to our vaccine awareness team. It's VAT, VAT. How can you forget that? On Facebook, VAT-Vaccine Awareness Team. And we need some people where it's a full-time job just, you know, dealing with everybody. It's so much fun. You know, Donna Delicat, your friend up there in New York. And then, you know, we got Randy Basir, which I don't know if I can ever say her name. She's on Ground Zero, Lake County, California. She's the coordinator out there. She stepped up. And I've been so blessed. There's a lady named Jenny Smith, who's the head of this huge organization. And our organizations are going to join up and help each other out, get the word out for, you know, vaccine awareness. That's the main thing, is to get out there, give these cards, these truth bombs to people, shows what's in there, where to go to the website. It's such a phenomenal program. You really don't get a lot of people, you know, that get pissed off because you give them a card that's warning them that, you know, this toxicity thing here is something that, you know, there needs to be a moratorium on it. There absolutely does. And so I got Jenny Smith down in Northern Florida and just all over the country.
You have to tell the story you told me yesterday about the woman who went into the pediatrician's office. That is a very powerful story there.
Oh, my gosh. There was a gal that I met her at Vaxxed on Saturday. And so I became her friend, and she posted something on Facebook, and she actually had went in. Her son had something behind his knee, a growth or something, had to have it looked at by the pediatrician. They went in there, and she's got her vaxxed hat on. Mom has a vaxxed hat walking into a pediatrician's office with her son and is giving out cards, you know, talking like moms do, of course, like people do. And she starts, here, I wanted to give you this. And people, you know, they started looking at it, and you know how it makes you feel, a little uneasy. You're in a pediatrician's office, and somebody hands you that card. Anyway, make a long story short, her son went in, she went home, got a stead, wasn't home 10 seconds, 10 minutes, I don't know, 10 something. And the phone rings. It was the doctor, the medical doctor of the clinic, pediatric clinic, and asked if this was so-and-so. She said yes. And then the doctor asked her, were you the woman in there giving out this anti-vaccine information? And she's at the other end going, this woman's gutsy. She's smiling. She's going, I'm the woman. I'm the mom who gave it out. But it wasn't anti-vaccine literature. It was vaccine awareness information. It was a big difference. And he interjects, well, we're, as you know, pro-vaccine here. We can no longer see you as our patient anymore or your family. And you have 30 days to find a new doctor. And she said, well, that's very kind of you. That this really, really edifies and it really backs up what I'm doing is correct. And she said, oh, by the way, I don't need 30 days. I'll go ahead and leave as of right now and have a great day.
And as I say, I hope she gets her vaccination records before she goes. What's her name and what state is she representing?
Oh, I can't give that out yet. Yeah, you can Yeah, it was. It's on her wall,
no
but
problem.
It's probably for friends only. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
So
it's a true story.
I want to tell you what I have on one of my cards, because I make up cards all the time. This is one of the latest cards. Unite to save our children, national moratorium on vaccination, poisonous ingredients that result in every disease and internal medicine. 50% of our children are chronically ill. It's actually 54%. High rate of infant mortality in the USA. Vaccination is preventable. Do the research and alert parents. And on the back is the www.novaccine.com site, just because it reinforces the word moratorium. Some people don't know what it means. So I added the No Vaccine website to it to reinforce in case people don't, you know. But information as I can on the cards, and then I add my new cards, right, which have the banner for the moratorium. On the back, I put labels. So I have a screening of that. Oh, this countdown is driving me crazy. I have a we don't have a countdown. We have an extra 15 minutes, Greg. But regardless, I get labels, and I print up information on the back of the label. So I have a VAC screening coming up. I have the date and what date they have to purchase tickets by and the link. I have reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. If it's too late for your kid, you can get help. I have where to get an exemption. VacLib.com has it broken down by state. So I give a historical vaccination council. I give as many links as I can, pointing them. But it's also a good idea to do that simply because you know there are many sources saying the same thing. EducateForTheInjured.org. Now, this was started by two mothers of vaccine-injured children, and yet everything on their website is directly from scientific journals. Everything. Everything can be sourced back to a medical or scientific journal. So they've taken this extremely seriously. They have a lot of stories of the vaccine-injured, and these are just one of a million of that kind, and another of a million of that kind. You know, and I've got my own blogs, but quite frankly, I find it so many people have done so much research and so much work. I'm thrilled to exalt other people's effort too, you know?
Well, Sally, let me interject something that I've discovered in the last week, is that we are the older generation of vaccine-injured parents with kids, for the most part. The main crux of this, of the older, I'd say 50 to 70, and on up, even in the 70s, I've had contact with parents that, you know, their kids are really older, and the parents are really older, and it's very difficult. And then I've met many mothers in their 40s and 50s that have lost everything. I mean, they have lost everything. They have these huge vaccine-damaged kids that they love that are now 6'2" and 240 pounds and a whole bunch of different issues I won't get into, personal issues. And then we have, this is my point, is we have this younger generation, moms in their 20s, their 30s, and their 40s, and these moms are ruthless. They're hurricanes. They're who we have to hand this off to at some point. Right now, we're all in it together, but, you know, as you get 70, 80 years old, you know, you end up going away at some point. You just, you know, you can't do this forever. So our shelf life is long, but these mothers in their 20s and 30s and 40s, especially these mothers in their 20s and 30s, they are very aggressive. They are very bold. And these are who we really need to, appeal to, you know, promote this vaccine awareness program. And it doesn't matter if you're Brandy Vaughn, it doesn't matter if you're Greg Wyatt or Sally L. Cordy. You know, we all have cards. Get the cards you want, just give them out, and just speak up. You know, I know you don't make any money on these cards, or not much, or pain in the butt.
I lose money.
That's how I did it at mine. Sally, you got to look at it this way. I'm going to give you a tip. If you go to the ourvaccinesafe.org, you go down to the bottom of the site, you can download and upload the cards at your printer and get them the next day. Atia Severino, she was kind enough. She's helped me on the cards, actually the big ones, her design. And she has a printer down in Georgia that prints out 4x6 cards for, it's under $200 for 5,000 of them, the big ones. And if you want to get the small business size cards, I mean, not the small, business cards, those are like $80. I think I got, those are about $100 for 5,000. So you can buy
printing if you want the truth. I've already done all my printing, but I appreciate
you. Good.
I've just got a gargantuan amount of stuff, and I've sent all the banners out. I am looking for one last banner for you. I cannot find it. I ordered more. They're just not coming. So I don't know what's going on. You may have to wait a while. But regardless, it'll get here eventually. But the fact of the matter is, exactly, I am putting my money where my mouth is.
Yeah, I know. That's a good thing. I know.
To expedite.
You're a hurricane.
And I wanted to stop this year. I've been trying to ban vaccines since 2009. So I really, the minute I figured out what was going on, I didn't know the ingredients. I didn't know they caused all diseases.
I didn't either.
But I did know that people were turning into my sister, who was severely mentally retarded, and were perfectly fine before the vaccination.
So I started going
on tour across New York State, the Vaccine Realities Tour. This is what's really happening. I don't know. I can't explain it, but I can say the vaccine's what changed these healthy, intelligent children. What has transpired to this day. And do you know that I was kept out of 150 places from speaking, just having mothers speak about their child before and after vaccination? It was such a simple presentation, and we were kept out of churches. We were kept out of nonprofit organizations. We were kept out of veterans.
They don't want you.
We were kept out of theaters. I finally found a place. I had a place in New York because I throw many events for many years. However, this issue, I couldn't find a space. I had to go all the way to Buffalo to get a space, and I got a great big auditorium, and guess why? Because the woman who booked the room is herself vaccine injured and in a wheelchair. That's what it took.
Let's see. Well, here's our show. I got our show. Is it live? I don't know.
Is our show
live? Well, anyway,
live?
Hey, I got to run. I got a customer that just is sitting outside waiting for me. But you know what?
I thoroughly
enjoyed talking to you. You were one of my first interviews this year, and it was you're such a good hostess, and you're such a hurricane. And, you know, we're part of the older generation. I'm in my 60s. I don't think you're any younger. Maybe.
I'm in my 50s,
I don't
actually,
know.
But I look haggard from all of the concern revolving around vaccines. No, this is no joke. I know.
Let me say this in closing. I know people, two of my best friends, Cammy and Julie, are mothers that are about 48 years old. They have dedicated their lives to their children in ways you could not imagine. No man would do this. It's unbelievable what these women have sacrificed. Their husbands have left them. They can't really work because they got to take care of their kids. I mean, it puts them in a terrible financial boat, and that's the way these women in their 40s, a lot of them that have their kids are getting 18, you know. Donna, your friend, she's phenomenal. Phenomenal mom.
Well,
she's lucky that, you know.
Thank God she has a husband, as you say. So many of them are left to deal with this all by themselves.
Most of them are.
I told Donna to call in. I said, I'm interviewing Greg. You got to call in and say hi to him. But she is, her son, daughter was just in the hospital from a seizure.
Yeah, I've
her
seen
first
that.
Seizure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, she just had a seizure, which is a vaccine reaction, and yet she hasn't had a vaccine for years. So what's going
I
on
know.
With the delayed reaction?
Isn't that interesting? That is terrible.
Yes.
That's terrible. See, these, you know, you have delayed vaccine reaction. We did a whole show on this, you know, and you have immediate vaccine reaction. You know, when my son was 7 years old, he was a baby, 7 months old, our nanny came up to me and said this. She says, Greg, she's from the East, like you are. She says, Greg, that kid, you know, your kid, there's something wrong with him. And I, as a dad, I look at him, I say, he looks all right to me. This woman was an experienced mom, and here I was a dumb dad. I didn't know. It's so subtle. He got delayed vaccine injury, and then at his 19-month-old MMR shot, it popped. It blew out. Man, he became fully autistic, fully vaccine damaged from that dang MMR. It exploded his gut and his brain. Poor kid. He's like a 3-year-old.
I want to tell you a story that really screams what's wrong with our country. I'm sure you do this. I chase parents down the street if I see they have a stroller, you know, and I have eczema at the bottom of my feet from a tetanus shot, so everyone realizes, and I can barely walk, let alone run, but I will run. So I said to this woman who was whisked by, I said, please stop. I cannot catch you. So she whipped around, and mind you, I no longer look at children because it breaks my heart to see that dull look in their eyes. It literally breaks my heart.
There's a lot of them. They're easy to spot. Vaccine injury is easy to spot.
Yes, it is. Once you're onto it, you see it everywhere. But regardless,
everywhere.
So
that's what everybody says too. Everybody says that it's haunting. You go out and you can see these poor kids that they've mentally injured and physically injured, and they do it over money anyway. It's crazy,
Let me finish the story because it's really.
You finish it. Yes, I want to hear it.
Just as an aside, I want to say I stopped at along the turnpike to get some coffee on the way home, and there were about 200 people at all these different food courts, and there were 6 seriously injured people. They were all children. So out of the 200, there were 600 seriously vaccine reacted. All kids, and I thought, these are all the kids.
What were the numbers again?
How
big was the group?
Six.
Huh?
There were 200, and I saw six children of the 200 who stopped to get coffee, and they were all injured, all of them, and severely. It was so glaring. Okay, so I was just so disturbed. But anyway, in regards to this woman who whipped around with her child, and as I say, I don't look at children deliberately. However, this kid was sparkling. Her eyes were just sparkling. And I said to her, oh, my Lord, your baby's eyes are sparkling with intelligence. And do you know what she said? She said she's never been vaccinated. Do you know what I said? You're not from wait. Here it is. You're not from America, are you? And she said no.
Oh.
And that's the short version of that conversation.
Oh.
Your child is sparkling with intelligence, and you're not from America, are you? That's the short version.
Jeez. Yep, that's the way it is. Welcome to America. It's not the same place. You know, we just need to keep on keeping on, stay positive, keep recruiting. You know how...
Right,
and
tell parents,
tell
parents, forgive yourself and move on and stop vaccinating.
Yeah, absolutely, it's hard.
I made them,
yeah.
Everyone I know made them. Forgive yourself and stop right away and do the research. Do nothing until you've done the research.
Yeah, that's right. Nobody knows what's in them. Anyway, thanks for having me on, Sally. I appreciate it. You're a warrior. You're a hero. You're a hurricane.
Oh, so are you,
and,
Greg. So are you. You're living it every day.
Yeah.
You're a good dad, and you've got a wonderful wife. And I congratulate both of you
absolutely.
On your ardent efforts to awaken the world.
Yes. And with that being said, hey guys, you out there, recruit yourself. Recruit your friends to tell the truth. You know, vaccine injury awareness, vaccine awareness. You can go on Facebook, you sign up. If you want to, you got to follow me because you can't friend me. I've got too many friends. GREGWYATT, Greg Wyatt, like the gunfighter. And you know where to find Sally right here. And get involved with her. If you're on the East Coast, I'm on the West Coast, not California, though. But get involved. Please get involved. That's the main thing. And we're going to win this thing eventually because the truth always wins.
Well, we're going to win it not because of all of our ardent efforts, Greg. We're going to win it because everybody's children are going to be damaged and they can't, you know, people are going to compare notes. And, you know, it's great that we're doing what we're doing, and I hope to God that we've made a difference. But at the end of the day, it takes, unfortunately, children to die or be injured to awaken the parent. It is so tragic. You can talk to your blue in the face sometimes. And one woman said to me, can I still vaccinate? Do I have a choice? And I said, yes, you can get an exemption. You have a choice. And she said, well, I want to still vaccinate. I said, I just gave two hours of pearls of wisdom and information to you, and you have five children. All of her children are vaccine injured now. It is so distressing to watch her family from where it was until where it is now. It is a crime.
That's great. That's a great way to think. Hey, listen, I'm going to run, so we'll catch you on the –